04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The school district and the health department in Douglas County, south of Denver, are now in a legal dispute over masking in schools. The county health department allowed parents to opt out of mask mandates for their students and made it harder for schools to quarantine students potentially infected with COVID. Now the school district is suing the health department, saying the public health orders violate the federal civil rights of students with disabilities. Health insurance premiums will be up slightly in 2022 for those getting plans on the individual market. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Average increases in individual market premiums will be 1.1% and 4.4% in the small group market. One consumer group expressed some relief and cautious optimism about the finalized rates, which were released by the state. The Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says health insurance rates have largely stabilized. That means consumers will see a mix of single-digit average increases or decreases depending on the insurance company and region. Open enrollment runs from November 1st through January 15th. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Congress heard more testimony Wednesday from Western water experts about the Colorado River. They talked about the increasing challenges of sharing the river as climate change, drought, and overuse dry up water supplies. Ann Castle from CU Boulder said a plan is needed quickly.
It's just not clear that the river will allow the current pace of discussions to continue without devastating consequences.
The country's two largest reservoirs, Lake Powell and Lake Mead, are fed by the Colorado River. Both hit their lowest levels on record this summer. The Denver Broncos will see a familiar face on their opposing team tonight. Cleveland Browns backup quarterback Case Keenum is filling in for the Browns' injured starter. Keenum was the Broncos' starting quarterback in 2018. The Broncos and Browns meet in Denver. Game time is 6:20. In Denver this morning, 37 degrees, Grand Junction 36. Highs will be close to 60 and 70 along the Front Range and in the west today.